And our Lady Panthers have made it to the big show here for the championship game between the Craig Panthers and the Sitka Wolves. Coach James has the girls huddled up on the sidelines getting ready to do battle here in the championship game after going undefeated, playing two games thus far, one on Wednesday, defeating the Petersburg ladies, and then advancing yesterday by defeating the Metlakatla ladies to get to this game undefeated. And they are going to square up against a number one seed Sitka, having a bye the first day, beating Haynes ladies yesterday pretty handily, I might add, and earning a seed here in the championship game. This is for the number one seed to head north to our state 3A basketball tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks. So the winner is done and heads north to represent Region 5. The loser of this game will have another opportunity and will play tomorrow in a consolation round for the second seed to the state tournament. So this game does not eliminate anyone, but it does give you bragging rights and secure the first place seed to the state tournament. Our Craig Lady Panthers keep getting better as the tournament goes on, beating Metlakatla yesterday by a pretty good spread. And we're going to pause and rise and respect our flag with the national anthem.
Under the direction of Mr. John P. Bolan.
Done by the Sitka Pep Band. And the Panther cheerleaders and Sitka cheerleaders on the floor for the introductions of our starting five for each team here. Glad you're joining us. You can listen on KRBD Live as well as watch online at www.khighbasketball.com. And tune into the link there. Bill Wicker and crew happily and graciously providing that online feed and tapping into our KRBD audio feed to bring you this live action here. The boys, Panther boys, alive and well too here as introductions get underway for the Panthers. The boys winning this morning, beating Haynes to advance to tomorrow's matchup against Metlakatla. Now we know that Metlakatla beat Wrangell here just before this game. And so boys and girls both down, starting with a field of seven, down to four teams each. Sitka and Mitchcombe playing for the championship later today, and Metlakatla and Craig going to play to fight for second seed. And here in the ladies' bracket, Sitka Craig playing for this, and Mount Edgecombe and Metla Catla playing tomorrow morning. So Wrangell, Petersburg, and Haynes done and gone from the girls' bracket now. So four still alive. And you're starting five here at this championship ball game. Number three, Katie Denon. Slaps Coach James in Krupa's hands. And for the Wolves, Hunter Huddleston, number 14. Number 11 for your Panthers, Maggie Denon. Had a great game yesterday. High score for the Panthers. And for the Sitka Wolves, Fuller, number 23. For your Panthers, number 14, Janita Johnson. And for the Wolves, number 33, Reed. And for the Panthers, number 22 starting, Solakowski. And Wada, number 32, the speaking captain for the Wolves here. And rounding out starting five for your Lady Panthers, number 42, our own Melissa Castle. And finally for the Wolves, number 11, big 6-foot-plus starter, Soraya Addy. As teams huddle up, want to say hello. Glad to hear that our favorite Panther fan from Ketchikan is doing better at home. Mary Castle, we wish you well and glad to hear that you're feeling better and wish you were here with us. But I'll tell you what, we'll do the shouting and screaming and getting excited for you. And you enjoy the online broadcast and web feed. As Coach James huddles up with Miss Hannon, giving instructions here as we get ready to go in this championship game. Three referees on the floor. Bit of a height advantage for the Sitka Wolves. Addy taking center court for the Wolves. And Kolakowski will do honors for the Panthers. Bit of a height advantage there. Size-wise, a little bit bigger Sitka team across the board, but we know what our girls can do in terms of speed, and that tip goes to the Wolves, so they get position first out off the bat. 32 Wasson on top of the key, over to the far side to Huddleston. Huddleston cross-court to Fuller. Fuller pulls up just inside the three and nails it. 0-2-0. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Wolves as Castle and Denon to Denon on the near side. Maggie to Katie up the court to Johnson. Puts the ball on the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Broken up by Fuller. Intended for Johnson, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Panther ball underneath the basket. Johnson inbounds the ball. Up to tip by Addy as she's so tall. And Kolakowski brings it down. Penetration by Maggie Denon. Castle again to the top of the key. Katie Denon up top. Backs up. Restarts the offense. Goes to the far side. Denon. Maggie goes in the paint. Dish to Castle. Castle pulls back in three. Hammers a three-pointer. Melissa Castle on the board with a three. Full court press on in the backcourt. Huddleston up the far sideline. Johnson, and she travels with the ball. Huddleston does. Under pressure from Johnson from behind, and will turn that ball over to the Panthers. 2-3, Panthers up. 6:59 in the first period, and Castle will inbounds this ball with a full court press on in the backcourt. That pass inbound, taken away by Huddleston. Fuller comes up with it, dishes to Wasson. Wasson goes back to Huddleston in the corner, and she goes back to Waltham. Cross court now to Reed. Reed bounce pass back up top to Watson. Watson cross court to Huddleston in the corner. Now back to Reed. Reed in the paint. Shot is up and in. And it's going to be a foul, too. Watson with two on the board and goes to the line as Castle gets the foul on that one. Her first foul, first team foul of the half. 4-2 the score. Wolves up, and Reed is at the line. Her shot's no good. Misses that free throw, and then the rebound is tied up. And it'll be possession to the Panthers as Castle inbounds this up the court to Johnson. Back to Castle. Castle comes across half court and backs up and resets the offense. Comes to the near side to Maggie. Maggie goes in the paint. Dishes to Katie underneath. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Addie. Addie kicks it out to Fuller. Fuller's out front. Then slows down. Backpedals and turns it over to Watson to Huddleston on the far side. Huddleston goes inside, then kicks it back out to Watson up top to Fuller on the near side. She pulls up for another three, misses this one. Castle on the rebound. Out to Denon. To Castle on the near side. Back to Katie up top. She pulls up just inside the three. Nails it. Katie Denon with the bucket. 5-2 Panthers, and here comes Watson up the sideline over to Huddleston. Huddleston goes baseline. Shot's no good, but draws the blocking foul. She's shooting two. That foul's going to be on Maggie Denon. Her first personal second team foul, and that'll put Huddleston at the line first time this game for a free throw. And her Huddleston's first shot is up and in. That ties it up at five apiece, and she'll get a second shot. Huddleston at the line. And that shot is good. 6-5, Wolves. Substitution, Huddleston sits down. Riggs comes in, fast freshman, as Castle inbounds to Maggie. Maggie comes sideline, cuts across half court, dishes it to Johnson. Johnson tries to bounce pass without looking, but bounces it right in the hands of Huddleston. Turnover to the Wolves. Riggs to Watson. Watson sees daylight. Handle on that by Denon. Denon slaps it away. Then Kolakowski takes it, and we're going the other way. Turnover Wolves. Maggie Denon, nobody challenges, steps up to the line. Shots in for two. Maggie Denon with a nice shot. 7-6, Panthers up. Fuller across half court for the Wolves. To Watson. Watson tries to go down low to Riggs. Bad pass, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Castle ball, Panther ball. And Sitton comes into the ball game for the Wolves. And Castle inbounds this to Maggie. Maggie comes near side, kicks it up to Katie. Katie cross court to Melissa Castle across half court, then back pedals and signals the offense, makes a call and a cut, dishes it to Johnson on the far side. Johnson goes low, tries to bounce pass to Denon, but it's bounced out of bounds and turns the ball over to the Wolves. 4:47 remaining in the first period. Panthers up 7-6, and another substitution. Huddleston back in, and Watson takes a breather for the Wolves. This ball inbounds by Watson. Watson to Riggs. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Nowhere to go for Riggs. Bounce passes it up to Huddleston. Huddleston puts it in play. Pippen with a 12-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Maggie. Maggie ahead of the crowd. Going to the hoop. Hard off the glass in the rim. No good. Rebound. Wolves. Riggs grabs the ball. One on two. Shot's no good, but a foul called on Katie Denon. Riggs will be shooting two. First personal foul for Katie. Third team foul for the Panthers. And Riggs will go to the line to shoot two. Her first shot is no good. She'll get a second shot here. Second free throw attempt for Riggs is in. Converts that one. 7-7, tie ball game. Full court press on in the backcourt. Katie Denon receives the inbounds pass. Then Melissa Castle back to Maggie. And that pass gets thrown right over Maggie's head, out of bounds. Turnover, Panthers. And it'll be Wolves ball as they inbounds across half court. Huddleston over to Riggs. Riggs goes inside, dishes bounce pass to Huddleston. She loses a handle on it. Maggie steps up to pressure her, and then Huddleston goes baseline with a layup. No good. Rebound, Castle. Castle up court to Denon. Denon, Katie up with a layup in for two. Nice pass. Nice shot. 9-7. Panthers take the lead. And a foul called on Katie Denon as she reaches in as Huddleston drives by. Second foul for Katie, fourth team foul. And that'll turn the ball over on the sideline to the Wolves. As Reed inbounds to Riggs, back to Reed, over cross court to Fifton. Down low to Huddleston. She goes baseline, shots up and over, no good, but Reed's right there on the rebound, kicks it out. Riggs on the three-pointer. Up, around, and no good, and there's Addie with the putback. The tall girl way over and above and gets the rebound. And we have a substitution. Yates on the floor for the Panthers as Castle inbounds to Maggie, over to Yates. Yates back to Maggie. Maggie goes up court to Johnson all alone. Johnson goes free throw. Over the head pass to Kolakowski, back out to Johnson, over to Maggie. Maggie pulls up for a three. It's good. Maggie Denon. 12-9. Panthers up. Long down the court pass to Reed. Reed pulls up, and Denon takes that ball away right out of the hands of Reed. Maggie Denon on the steal to Castle. Castle goes baseline, backs up, kicks it up top to Yates, to Maggie. Maggie calls the shots, gets motion going on the offense, comes near side to Castle. Castle goes inside the paint. She's driving the lane, denied by Addie. Wolves come up with the rebound. Fifton on the rebound to Woffin. Way up court to Riggs, streaking back door. It shots no good. Loose ball. Woffin picks it up, goes baseline left side. Kolakowski denies that shot, and it dribbles out of bounds off Castle as she tries to save it. Nice defense by the Panthers. 2:25 remaining in the first period. 12-9. Panthers up by three as Wortman comes in the ball game for Kolakowski. Inbounds pass by Watson underneath the Wolves basket to Fippen. Fippen up top to Mudry in the game for the Wolves now. Back to Fippen. Over to Watson. Down low to Kubik. Kubik back over to Fippen to the far side and down below all alone. Bounce pass is intercepted by Castle, but then picked up by Mudry. It's on the floor, and it's a jump ball call as Wortman falls on it and gets in on the action. Possession arrow will go to the Wolves on this one. And it'll be Wolves ball underneath their basket. Number 32, Watson inbounds to Addy. It gets tipped away from behind by Johnson. Denon picks it up. Maggie comes out of the huddle with it and kicks it over to Yates. Yates cross court to Castle. Castle on the far side. Sporting green and gold, going left to right. Up top to Johnson. Johnson comes near side to Maggie. Maggie rotates up top, then comes back. Kicks it into Castle. Castle goes baseline, guarded by Fippen. Up top to Yates, over to Johnson. She thinks about a three, backs up, listens to Coach James, and then resets the offense with a minute 31 in the period to Maggie. Castle on the near side, rotates to the top of the key, backs up, back pedal, keeps her dribble, over to Maggie. Maggie comes inside, penetrates. She's got an opening. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Fippen. It'll stay with the Panthers. And it's inbounds by the Panthers. Johnson, and knocked out of bounds by Addie. Can't get the ball around her all that easy. She's so tall. And this will be minute 15 remaining in the first period. Johnson does the honors for the Panthers. Gets it into Castle. Castle dribbling through traffic and loses a handle on that ball. It bounces out of bounds. Turnover to the Wolves. And Kubik will inbounds for the Wolves to Mudry. Mudry still trying to get out of the backcourt. Denon gets a handle on it. She falls on it, ties her up. It's loose ball. Still, Janita Johnson now. It's rolling towards the end zone. And again, knocked out of bounds by Yates. Nice attack defense by the Panthers here. Nothing but going backwards. And just three of the Panthers had a hand on knocking that ball back. Full court press on in the backcourt to Addie. Addie up to Riggs. Riggs sees daylight. Bounce pants to Fuller just inside the three. It's no good. Shots away. No good. Bounces out of bounds. No. Saved by Kubik in the corner. Back to Fuller up top to Riggs. To Wathen. To Kubik takes a 10-foot jump shot, and it's good. For two. 12-11 with 31 seconds remaining on the clock in the first period. Panthers up by one. Maggie Denon across half court to the far side. Janita Johnson screened by Wertman. She finds Castle and a pass underneath the Yates, but it's no good. Yates bounce passes it up, was going to lose it. Riggs picks it up for the Wolves. Over to Fuller, to Wathen, to Fuller, to Riggs in the corner. Back to Fuller. She thinks about it. Then they come near side. Kubik makes a move baseline up in the face of Wertman. No good. Rebound put back. Addie again. Again. And time expires on the first period with no bucket. And the Panthers ahead 12-11. I'll turn it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
It's brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petromarine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petromarine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part...
5, 4, 3... All right, welcome back, Crystal Wales. Glad you're dialed in here. As one down, three to go. Your Panthers leading 12-11 as we start the second period here. 8 minutes of play till the half. Scores 12-11. Got Katie with two fouls, Maggie with one, and Melissa with one foul. 14 fouls for the Panthers. None for the Wolves as Castle inbounds on the far side to Maggie across half court. Guarded by Riggs. Johnson comes up to take this pass. Back to Maggie. Maggie pulls up for a 10-footer, and it bounces out. Wertman on the putback. Shot's no good, and Reed comes up with this one for the Wolves. As a bit of a contest for the ball, Wertman going to be called on the foul for that one. Her first foul, 15 foul. And Sitka will inbounds this ball in the backcourt. And that done pretty easily. Riggs across half court to Wathen. Wathen goes Kubik. Kubik goes into Reed. Reed turnaround jumper. And it's good. And draws the foul. And that foul is going to be on 42 Castle, her second foul. 16 fouls for the Panthers. And Reed will get a chance to add one here. 13-12. Wolves take the lead. and tries to add one here. And her shot is in. Makes it good, 14-12. Wolves up by two. And a full court press on in the backcourt by the Wolves. Castle to Maggie. Maggie back to Castle. Back to Maggie. Up to Castle. Castle comes across half court. Then finds Maggie all alone. Back up top to Castle. Down low to Marie Yates all alone for up and in shot. Nice shot by Marie to get on the big board here. Ties it up, 14-14. Huddleston across half court. Guarded by Johnson. To Wathen. To Fuller. Steps just inside the three-point. Then Huddleston. Now she's in three, but she goes top of the key to Wathen. Wathen goes to Reed at the free throw line. Bounces in and out. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Castle. As Huddleston and Castle fought for the ball underneath the basket, it's going to bounce off of Melissa, and it'll remain with the Wolves as Wathen will inbounds for the Wolves underneath their basket. And she goes to Fuller on the far side. Fuller brings it back up top, guarded by Yates. Up top to Riggs, to Wathen. Come near side to Huddleston. Huddleston goes low to Wathen, and Janita Johnson slaps the ball out of her hands. Nice defense, nice hands by Johnson. And we'll do it again here as Wathen inbounds to Fuller on the near side. She goes up top to Huddleston, mishandles it. Wathen picks it up all alone, three in the corner. Hits the rim, bounces out. Wertman pulls it down, kicks it out to Maggie, and we're going the other way. Maggie Denon, near side to Yates. Yates up top to Castle. Bit of a wide pass. Castle brings it in, gets control, goes to Maggie as she goes inside, gets it slapped away, then goes to Castle on the near side. Pulls up for a three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound. Wathen in the Wolves. She finds Fuller out front. Fuller, pump fake, and then lays it in for two. 16-14, Wolves up as Castle comes across half court with it, goes far side and goes baseline, backs up, up top to Denon all alone, steps in, steps out of the three, then Yates comes and helps out, waits for a rotation, finds Denon, Maggie puts it on the floor, dishes to Castle, and Riggs jumps up and slaps that out of bounds as it was intended for Castle, but we had a foul in the process, and that foul's going to be on the Wolves. First foul for Riggs, first team foul of the half for the Wolves. So Johnson inbounds the ball underneath the Panther basket, looks for help, goes to Maggie Denon, and Riggs, quick on her feet, intercepts that pass and knocks it out of bounds. So we'll do it again from the other side, and Johnson inbounds again. Addie, the tall girl, and then goes way up top. Riggs again gets a handle on that ball. Maggie goes back to get it, passes up court to Castle. Castle walks it across half court. Goes far side Maggie. Maggie to Johnson down low. Johnson comes back up top to Yates. Yates to Denon. Maggie. Maggie goes inside. But Castle's got her hands full by Huddleston. That ball gets taken away, intercepted. Huddleston across half court. Goes low to Fuller. Fuller comes back up top to Riggs. Riggs down low to Reed. Reed to Huddleston. Huddleston tries to go baseline but travels as Castle's left her no room to breathe on that baseline. So she takes a step and turns it over to the Panthers. Good defense by Castle there. With 5:10 remaining in the second period, 16-14 our score. Wolves up by two. And no press on in the backcourt now. As Maggie and Melissa bring the ball across half court, Denon met by Mudry. Mudry to guarding Maggie, passes to Johnson, Yates, and then Maggie over on the far side goes inside to Wertman. And Workman's going to travel with the ball and turn it over to the Wolves. Substitution for the Panthers. Kolakowski back on the floor. Workman will take a seat. And a full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. Reed inbounds for the Wolves to Wathen. Wathen across half court. Up court to Phippen. Phippen on the near side. Back up top to Wathen. Goes inside to Addie. Kolakowski defending her back out to Phippen. Watson pulls up for a three. Shot's no good. Addy rebounds. And she trout. I was waiting for that call. She stepped backwards with the ball and finally gets the traveling call, turns it over to the Panthers. Again, no press on in the back. Maggie gets the inbounds pass, comes across half court, goes far side to Castle. Castle back up top to Yates. Yates holds the ball, looks for Castle. Then Janita Johnson helps out, comes and gets it on the near side. Top of the key. Yates makes a cut out to the near side, goes in the paint, then finds herself undecided and travels with the ball. So we'll turn that ball over to the Wolves. She found herself terribly open underneath the basket and was kind of surprised. And now Mudry kicks it to Phippen. Phippen gets the ball stolen away by Yates, and Denon falls on it. So jump ball called. Possession will go to the Wolves. So we'll stay where we're at. Substitution for the Wolves. Mudry comes out. Kubik comes in. As the Wolves inbounds the ball under their basket, Wasson cross-court. Oh, hits the back of the backboard intended for Kubik. And knocked out of bounds, turns the ball right up back over to the Panthers. Now a full court press on. 4:06 remaining in the second period. 16-14 our score. Castle goes up court to Johnson, comes and gets it. Johnson kicks it back to Castle. Castle comes across half court, back to Johnson. Johnson tries to pass the ball to Krolakowski and bangs it off of Addie's leg and bounces out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. Maggie Denon takes a seat. Katie comes back in. As the Panthers will inbound this ball underneath their basket, Janita Johnson does the honors in front of Addie. Clock is ticking. She goes way up top to Katie Denon. Katie to Melissa at the top of the key. Nice screen by Krolakowski. Frees her up for the jump shot. It's no good, though. Bounces out. Wolves pull this one down. Here comes Walden. Way up court pass to Reed. Reed runs into Castle. Shot's no good. Addie on the putback layup. No good. Reed on the rebound. Slapped away up top to Wasson. Wasson to Kubik. Kubik on the near side to Phippen. Phippen back up top to Wasson. And they reset their offense. She backpedals, takes a few steps. Now makes a move to Phippen. Phippen on the near side. Back up top to Reed at the top of the key. Over to far side. Goes inside to Addy with the height advantage. Back out top to Wasson. To Reed. To Phippen all alone. Pulls up just inside the three. Jump shot's no good. Rebound. Castle. Nice defense work by the Panthers to not allow the bucket, and hopefully can convert that stop into something here. With 3 minutes remaining in the second period, Johnson at the free throw line to Yates, to Katie Denon. She makes a move inside, not in position. Wanted to take the shot, but good call. Didn't have a good shot on it. Pulls back, dishes it off. Yates on the far side. Krolakowski at the free throw. Dishes to Katie. And then Phippen slaps away the ball intended for Castle. Wathen comes up with it and slows it down. Met by Katie Denon just across half court. Katie gets a hand on it, but she gets it back to Addy on the near side. Goes inside to Reed. Reed up with the shot, and she's done it twice before. Makes the bucket and gets the foul. Makes it 18-14, and it'll go to the line. And that foul is going to be on the Panthers. Number 22, Krolakowski, and that's the seventh team foul for the Panthers, one for the Wolves, and it sends Reed shooting 50% at the free throw line, her third trip, and this one's no good. Rebound, Krolakowski. Krolakowski's pass to Castle is knocked out of bounds by Riggs, and Castle definitely not getting much breathing room in this game so far, as everything is contested. Coach James calls a short 30-second timeout with 2:20 remaining in the second period. Sitka Wolves ahead 18-14 over the Craig Panthers here in this 3A Region 5 double elimination basketball tournament here. Glad you're with us. Hope you're listening. And if you want to watch online, www.khighbasketball.com. You can listen and watch. And we've got a good game going here. This game means bragging rights. winner of this game, number one seed to state in Anchorage in 2 weeks. As Krolakowski, Katie, Yates, Johnson, and Castle on the floor now. Melissa Castle will inbound this ball in the backcourt. Full court press on by the Wolves. Castle to Katie. Katie across half court on the far side. Double team. Somebody's open. Castle to Yates. Yates pulls up. 10-foot jump shot. Banks it off the glass in the rim. No good. And a foul called. And that's a foul on the Wolves. Addie, first foul for her, second team foul. Inbounds ball by the Panthers. Castle with it. She's running out of time. Gets it up top to Katie. Katie comes near side. Castle with a three-point jump shot. It banks and rim. No good. Krolakowski on the put back. Too hard. Banks it off the glass into the hands of Kubik, and we're heading the other way with Wasson walking it across half court as the 2-3 Panther defense sets up. To Addy on the near side. Addy up top to Riggs. Riggs goes to the far side, checks out Coach Krupa's calls, then directs traffic. Cross court to Fuller. Fuller goes low to Kubik all alone. She shoots it right over the rim. Marie Yates gets the rebound and then gets shoved by Wasson. I look like out of frustration more than anything because she was not in position on the ball. That's her first foul, third for the Wolves, and it'll be a Panther inbounds in the backcourt. Half-court press on. Katie to Melissa across half-court now, and she directs traffic, makes a call, trying to get Johnson's attention. She goes to Yates on the far side. Yates fakes left, goes right, lays it up. No good. Rebound. Riggs and the Wolves heading southbound to Fuller. Fuller turns around, kicks it up to Riggs, over to Watson. Kubik pulls up for three. No good. Addy steps out, pulls it down. Fuller just inside the three. Rebound. Shot no good. Rebound. Denied on this one. Katie picks it up to Marie Yates. Yates back to Katie across half court. 42 seconds remaining in the second period. 18-14. Wolves up. Johnson on the floor. Steps inside the three to Yates to the top. Over to Katie. Katie makes a move, gets tied up, double team, kicks it out to Marie. Johnson thinks about the three, makes a move to the baseline in the face of Addy, and bounces it off the rim. Shot's no good, but she's going to get a courtesy trip to the free throw line and draw the foul on Addy, her second foul, fourth team foul for the Wolves. And that's going to send Johnson to the line for the first time for two free throws here. Try to shorten that lead before halftime. And we have an official timeout here as they discuss matters. And they're changing that foul on 80. And I think at the behest of Coach Krupa. And Johnson's first shot is up and in. It's good. And she'll get a second shot. Johnson's second shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Wolves. As they run up court, that pass knocked out of bounds by Katie Denon, intended from Riggs to Fuller. And it'll remain Wolves' ball, but good defense by the Panthers. With 19 seconds on the clock here, 18-15 our score. Wolves up by three. Inbound pass knocked away by Johnson. Good D by Johnson. Steps in front of that because Reed was right there waiting for it under the basket. Watson with the ball. Goes way up top to Addy. Addy to Fuller. Tipped away by Yates. Yates out front all alone. It's a foot race. It's off the glass too hard. Rebound by Addy, but Yates tips it again, and this one's brought down by Wasson. Wasson way up court to Fuller. Fuller goes to the hoop, and the basket is no good, but there will be a foul. That foul is on Kolakowski. Her second, eighth team foul. That was a shooting foul, so Fuller's going to go to the line to shoot two. And her first shot is no good. She'll get a second attempt here with 3.6 seconds on the clock in the first half. 18-15 the score still. Fuller will get a shot at making it a four-point lead. And her second shot is up and good. And that makes it 19-15, full court press on. Riggs steps in front of this, pulls up for a jump shot, and makes it to finish off the half and make it a six-point lead. 21-15 our score at halftime. I'm going to send it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a nine-minute halftime break.
You in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Welcome back, Prince of Wales. Glad you're joining us here for second half of this championship. Girls 3A Region 5 basketball tournament here coming to you live from Clark Cochran Gymnasium in Ketchikan, Alaska. Ken Owen coming to you live thanks to KRBD and khighbasketball.com on the World Wide Web. We've been treated to a first half excitement with the score at halftime, 21-15. Wolves up, putting a little breathing room, going into the locker room by a last-second steal by Riggs and a layup to kind of ice that first half for the Wolves. Panthers struggling that second period, getting points on the board, being outscored by the Wolves 10-3. Panthers won the first period 12-11. And we're getting ready to fire things back up. Possession will go to the Panthers to start the second half. Ladies in green unis with gold trim and going right to left for the second half. I'll call it east to west. Johnson on the near side goes to the top of the key, looks for some help, nothing doing, backs out to Katie up top, over to Sister Maggie. Castle starting five on the floor, Kolakowski, the two Denons, Janita Johnson and Melissa Castle. As Castle pulls up for a three ball, no good, rebound Maggie Denon after Kolakowski helped it. Johnson goes inside, then kicks it out to Kolakowski. She hands it off to Maggie, and they restart the offense here. Near side Johnson. Johnson trying to wave somebody to do something. Katie Denon comes up. Good defensive effort by the Wolves, not giving up any slack, and a long ball shot, no good. Rebound into the hands of Addie. And we're going coast to coast as Fuller broke out ahead of the pack, but turns around and gives it back to Wathen up top to Addie up top to Huddleston. Huddleston to Reed inside. Reed inside. The shot no good. Addie's there, though, and picks it up and puts it back. No good. Rebound. Kolakowski fights for it. Kicks it out to Johnson after three failed attempts by the Wolves. And Johnson brings it up the court to Castle. Castle makes a move right, then spins left, then bounce passes is to Nan, to Kolakowski at the free throw, to Johnson. Nobody wants to shoot it right now. Katie Denon backs it up, resets. Johnson to the near side, pulls up, thinks about a three, then no, then to Maggie, to Castle inside, finds Kolakowski open, bangs it right up and over the rim. It's no good. Rebound, Addy. And already, Panthers having a hard time making a bucket. Fuller from the corner, long ball, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Off of Panthers. I think Maggie got a hand on that. Nobody sure who had the ball, who touched the ball last. So it'll be Wolves' ball. And Addy receives this one back up top to Huddleston. Huddleston up top gets double-teamed by the Denon twins. They come to Wathen on the near side with a three ball off the back of the rim into the rebound by Huddleston. She goes in the paint, throws it up, no good. And a late whistle from the far side of the gym is going to call a foul on, shooting foul on Castle with little surprised by that call. That's Castle's third foul, first team foul of the half. I'm still scratching my head on that one. Huddleston's first shot is no good. Had two referees right in position nearby that didn't blow the whistle. Huddleston comes to the line to shoot her second shot. And her second shot is off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball, Johnson picks it up. Battles out of traffic, throws it up to Castle across half court near side. Castle makes a move right, then left, then backs up. Good defense by Huddleston. Backs up top to Johnson, over to Katie. Katie goes back up top to Kolakowski. Johnson pump fake to Denon. Denon goes to Castle. Castle down low. Nothing doing there. She backs up to Katie. Katie loses a handle on it, gets it back in the face of Fuller. Then Johnson. Johnson to Katie. Katie goes inside to Castle, and we finally get a call as Huddleston hammers Castle. That foul on number 14, Huddleston. That's her first foul. First foul of the half for the team. And Yates comes into the game for Kolakowski. And Castle inbounds this ball under the Panther basket. She goes up top to Maggie. Maggie goes inside the paint, throws it up. Basket's good! And the foul! Nice effort by Denon. Drives into heavy traffic right in their face, up and in. Foul's going to be on number 21. Riggs, her second foul, second team foul. Maggie Denon at the line. Makes it one more. Makes it 21-18 as the Wolves come up the court. Fuller to Addy. Addy to Riggs with a three ball. It's no good. She gets her own rebound, though. As everybody had their back to the ball, Riggs is going to try it again. This one's no good again. Rebound Katie Denon. Gets the ball tipped away from behind. Riggs picks it up. It's a two-on-two. Riggs changes direction, goes to Fuller, and a timeout called by Coach Krupa here with 4:26 remaining in the third period. 21-18 the score. 3 points on the board in the third period for the Panthers. None yet for the Wolves. As Coach James has the girls huddled up here, getting things going for the Lady Panthers. This will be a Wolves ball as we inbound this. From the far sideline, Fuller will inbound for the Wolves up top to Wathen. Wathen back to Fuller. Fuller thinks about a shot, goes inside, loses her footing. Castle picks up the loose ball. We're going the other way, cross half court. Castle goes in the paint, goes up hard, and gets hacked by Fuller as she drives by. That foul on number 23, Fuller, her first, team third of the half. So Panthers will inbound. It wasn't a shooting foul, although Melissa was making it look good. Castle will inbound this ball. She gets that ball right into the hands of Addie. They put Addie, the tall Addie, six-plus footer, jumping up and down, makes it hard to get anything past her in her reach. Castle will do it again, this time to Maggie. Maggie up top to Katie. Katie over to Castle, pulls up for the three ball, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Phippen. Phippen up to Riggs. Riggs is quick. She gets there, up and in for two. Nice play by the Wolves. Coming back the other way now. Castle. Castle down low to Yates. All alone under the basket. Up and in. Marie Yates with two. 23-20. We're going the other way. Riggs. Cross court. Oh, Denon slaps the ball and gets called for the foul. Unfortunately, it was all ball. Katie Denon, her third foul, second team foul for the Panthers, and they're even saying it was a shooting foul. So that'll send Riggs to a courtesy trip to the line here to shoot two. Her second trip to the free throw line, and that one's good. She'll get a second shot here. Makes it 24-20. Katie's going to take a breather. Workman, Paisley Workman comes into the ballgame for the Panthers now, and Riggs will get a second shot here. Riggs at the line. Second shot is up and in. 25-20, 3:42 remaining in the third period. No pressure on in the backcourt by the Wolves. Castle to Maggie. Maggie on the near side, up top to Johnson. Johnson goes far side into traffic, backs up. Maggie comes to help out. Same story. Yates now on the far side. Goes low to Maggie. Maggie kicks it back to Yates, finds Workman at the free throw line. Workman dishes to Johnson, makes a move right, free throw line, then back to Maggie. Maggie goes in the paint, in the face of Addy, and he's calling a foul. That foul's on Riggs. That's her third foul, fourth team foul. That sends Maggie to the line to shoot two, and her first shot is good. Makes it 25-21. Wolves ahead. Maggie Denon with a second shot here. Trying to make it a three-point game, and she does. Shooting 100% from the free throw. Here come the Wolves. Down to Phippen and down low. Addie looping pass up to her, and it's easy. In for two. Nice pass by Phippen. Nice bucket by Addie. We're going the other way. 27-22. Johnson from the near side. Drives the paint. Goes inside over Addie. Banks it too hard. No good. Rebound. Addie. Then they hustle back down court to Riggs. Riggs back out to Reed up for a three ball and nails it. Reed hammers the three ball, 30-22, 8-point spread now with 2:37 remaining in the third period. Maggie slows it down, dishes it to Johnson. Johnson goes free throw line, pulls back, steps back, bounce pass to Workman, gets intercepted by Addy. And now up the court to Reed. That ball gets thrown out of bounds by Wavin and turns it over to the Panthers with 2:19 remaining in the third period. No pressure in the backcourt by the Wolves. Castle will inbounds this ball to Maggie. Maggie will bring it across half court. Workman sets the screen. Maggie pulls up for just inside the three. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Addy. Addie gets tied up with Workman. Possession will go to the Wolves. Full court press in the backcourt by the Panthers as Wathen streaks up the sideline, finds daylight, dishes it to Addie. Back up top to Riggs for a three. No good. Gets her own rebound to Reed. Reed tries for three. No good. Rebound off Castle. Back up top to Wathen. Wathen resends the offense to Phippen on the near side. Goes inside to Reed. Bounce pass to Addy underneath. and she puts it up, and that shot's no good, but the foul's going to be called, I believe, on Johnson. And that foul on Janita Johnson, her first foul, third team foul for the Wolves, or for the Panthers, and that sends Addie to the line to shoot two for the Wolves. And that shot's in and out, no good. She'll get a second shot. Katie Denon comes back in. Johnson's going to take a breather. Addie at the line to shoot her second shot. Missing the first one. And that one is in. 31-21, 9-point ball game. Panthers bringing it across half court. Katie to Maggie on the near side. Maggie holds the ball. Looks for a pass to Castle, tipped away by Addie. Again, that long reach by the big girl for the Wolves. Castle inbounds underneath the Panther basket. Way up top to Katie. Katie makes a move in the paint. Pulls up over Addie. Shot's no good. Castle on the rebound. Put back. That's good for two. Melissa Castle with two. 31-24. Full court press. Riggs streaks across half court to Kubik. Kubik loses a handle on the pass. Nice break for the Panthers on the receiving end of that turnover. And Castle will inbound this ball to Katie. No pressure on in the backcourt. A 1-3-1 by the Wolves. Katie finds an outlet to Marie at the top of the key. Marie looks to Wortman, but nothing there. Backs out to Denah Maggie. Maggie over to Yates. Yates on the near side makes baseline move. She's got room, and she takes it to the hoop for two. 31-26 with 42 seconds remaining in the third period. Hurry up offense by the Wolves. And then Wasson slows it down. Kubik goes near side, up top to Phippen. Far side to Reed, inside to Addie. Addie back to Phippen. Phippen to Kubik. Kubik goes baseline to Wasson. Wasson puts the ball on the floor. She steps out of bounds. They didn't see it. And then goes to the hoop strong for the bucket. And give her the bucket. And draws the foul. That foul called on Marie Yates, her first fourth team foul, makes it 33-26 and sends Wathen to the line for a bonus to make it a three-point play. Her first trip to the line. It bounces out. Loose ball. Castle picks it up. Across half court. Castle goes far side. Doesn't see anything. Comes back up top to Katie to Maggie on the near side. Rotates it back to the center to Castle. She gets a screen. Doesn't help. Yates goes baseline again. She liked it before. She likes it now. Bucket's no good, but she draws the foul. This foul's going to be on 25 Kubik. Fifth team foul for the Wolves. Sends Yates to the line. A shooting foul. Yates will get two attempts. Her first trip to the free throw line today, and that bounces long, no good. She'll get a second shot here. Oh for one at the line right now. We'll see if she can make it one for two, and she does. Nice job. 33-27, 2 seconds on the clock in the third period. Kubik with a long ball three-pointer, and she nails it at the buzzer to make it 36-27 at the break here. I'm going to send it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Liven up your Friday nights with rock and dance music from the 70s and beyond. From 9 to 11 p.m., DJ Steve will be bringing you top hits from Queen to Katy Perry. The Rock Pit is a new, fresh place to get the weekend started on the right note. So tune in from 9 to 11 on Friday night for nonstop action. The Rock Pit rocks!
Hi, this is LaVey Smith, and you're listening to KRBD, Ketchikan.
Hey, where do you guys want to drive?
Let's go downtown.
Okay. Hey, what was that?
What?
That garbage that you just threw out of your window.
Hey, that was not cool. I could get a fine.
Welcome back here, fourth and final quarter upon us. After three quarters of play, 36-27, Wolves. As the Wolves continue to put some breathing room between them and the Panthers, Panthers going to have to find a way of getting back in this game here as getting outscored in the third period, 12-15 after a good first half of the third period, able to keep the scoring down by the Wolves, but second half of the third period, the Wolves just came on. With the inbounds ball by the Panthers, Katie to Maggie to Marie Yates. Screen set by Wertman. She goes left, and they're going to call her on a traveling call, unfortunately, and turn the ball over to the Wolves. Four team fouls for the Panthers, five team fouls for the Wolves. And Huddleston to Phippen to Reed, up top to Wathen. Wathen to the near side to Phippen as they play catch. Nice sharp passes, looking for the sure shot. Back to Reed, back to Phippen, steps inside the three to take the long ball shot. No good, rebound, and we have a pushing foul. I believe this is going to be on Sitka, and it is. Addy called for the foul, 16 foul for the Wolves. One more, and the Panthers are in the bonus for the fourth period, which can only help at this point. As the Castle gives it to Maggie. Maggie back to Castle on the near side. She goes to the paint, tries to dish it to Wertman, and she does, and Wertman lays it up and in. Nice pass. Great shot by Wertman. 36-29. And the ball gets... Huddleston trips up, tries to pass the ball, pushes it on the floor, and pushes it out of bounds. So a nice turnover for the Panthers. And again, no pressure in the backcourt by the Wolves. Castle passes this in to Maggie. Maggie comes across half court. Goes near side Castle. Castle guarded by Phippen. Wertman screens. Phippen again to Wertman. And it's just, again, same play, same thing. Work once, why not again? 36-31. 6:48 in the ballgame. Phippen streaks down the half court. Dishes a pass. It goes almost back across. Nice save by Riggs to keep it out of the backcourt to Wathen. Wathen drives the paint. Shots up and in for two for Wathen. 38-31. Castle across half court. On the far side. Backs up. Gives it to Denon. Katie over to Maggie. Maggie drives to the free throw. Pulls back just inside the three. It's short. Misses everything and bounces out of bounds. And it'll be Wolves' ball. Full court press on in the backcourt. Timeout or a substitution. Reed inbounds this ball. Maggie and Marie in backcourt. Wathen across half court for the Wolves. Goes center court. Double teamed by the Denons. Dishes it to Riggs. Riggs back to Wathen. And a carry by Wathen will turn that ball over. And it didn't matter because Maggie Denon saw it coming and was off and running to the races with that ball. So Maggie into Castle. Castle across half court, 6:04 remaining in the ballgame, 38-31, Wolves up. Castle to Maggie. Maggie makes a move in the face of Addy, kicks it out to sister Katie. Katie goes far side, dishes it to Castle. No, looking for a cut there. Katie finds Marie. Marie thinks about the two-pointer. Just inside the three. Castle pulls up for a three. It's way long off the top of the goal. Marie takes it away from Addy and then causes the jump ball. Ties up. Nice hustle by Marie Yates to take that ball, that rebound away from Addy, the taller girl, and then falls on it with Riggs. possession goes to the Wolves. It seems like every possession is going to the Wolves right now. Riggs, 21, charges into Workman. Workman does an excellent job of taking that and drawing the foul. Number 21, that's her fourth foul, seventh team foul, and that puts the Panthers in the bonus. And everybody's letting the refs know it should be a 1-1. 17 fouls on the board. And Denon, Maggie brings it across half court to Castle. We're playing ball. Castle dishes it to Workman. Workman across to Denon. Denon backs up to Yates. Yates. Nice screen by Workman on Addy. The shot's no good. The putback's no good by Castle. And Addy comes up with the rebound. As Wathen brings it up the court, across half court, to Huddleston. And a timeout called by Krupa with 4:59 remaining in the ballgame. 38-31 our score. Wolves up by 7 as the Panthers trying to whittle away that Wolves lead. They tried that backdoor Workman play again the third time. It had worked twice, but the third time the Wolves catching on to it, not allowing it to work the third time. The only player in any kind of foul trouble right now is on the Wolves' side, Riggs with 4, Castle with 3, and Katie Denon with 3. 17 fouls for the Wolves, 4 team fouls for the Panthers. As Katie, Maggie, Melissa, Janita, and Marie take the floor for the Panthers. And it's going to be Wolves ball. Kubik will inbounds for the Wolves. To Huddleston, to Kubik. Kubik down low to Huddleston. As they play catch, and Kubik fires inside the 3. No good. Rebound, Janita Johnson to Maggie. Maggie hustles the ball across half court. Goes to the far side, runs into Johnson, then Katie comes and helps out. Katie drives paint, kicks it out to Castle. Castle far side makes a move on a screen from Johnson. Pick and roll, Johnson picks it up and it rolls it in. Nice play. Johnson on the board for 2. Needed that, 38-33, 5-point ball game, 4:18 in left. And they double team, tie up, and she loses the ball, gets it back to Kubik. Kubik goes across court to Fuller. Fuller up and over, and then that ball gets knocked out of bounds off of, they say, Johnson or Castle. So it'll stay with the Wolves. Krolakowski's coming into the game for Yates. And Wathen will inbound this ball for the Wolves underneath their basket. Right inside to Fuller. Fuller misses the easy layup. Addy misses the rebound. Katie Denon picks up the ball and dribbles across half court over to Castle. Castle on the far side makes a baseline move. Nothing doing there, and she finds a way, almost gets it in, and it's saved by Riggs. It's a foot race to the hoop, and she almost travels with it. Kicks it out to Wathen. And a timeout called by Coach Krupa with 3:38 remaining in the ballgame. 38-33 the score. Wolves up by 5. Panthers whittling away at that Wolves lead here. Still 7 fouls for the Wolves and 4 fouls for the Panthers. So if the Panthers can get to the line, can get a call on a foul and get to the line, can capitalize on the free throws here to try to cut that lead. Right now, the girls are huddled up on the sideline. Panthers are outscoring the Wolves this period, 6-2. But it's going to take more than that to close the gap right now, as the Wolves will inbound this ball underneath their basket. Wasson doing the honors under the basket. Goes topside to Riggs. Riggs down low to Addy. Addy back up top to Riggs. Over to Fuller. Over to Wasson on the near side. Maggie steps up in her face. Wasson puts the ball on the floor. Riggs at the top. Over to Fuller. As I believe they're trying to burn time off the clock right now. And that's a bad pass. Johnson steps in front of it, grabs it. Jump ball called. And possession will go to the Panthers. Nice stop defense by the Panthers. And we're headed the other way with 3:11 remaining in the period. 38-33 the score. Kubik goes out. Reed comes in. And Castle will inbounds to Maggie. Maggie across half court. Comes near side. Castle. Blocked by Janita. Goes inside to Denon. Denon too heavy of traffic. Kicks it out to Maggie with a 10-footer. Misses the rim. Rebound Fuller. Fuller to Wasson. Wasson across half court. Maggie Denon pressuring her. Over to Fuller. Back up top to Wasson. And a foul on Maggie Denon. Running into Fuller. And hitting the ground. Set her second foul. 15 foul. But stops the clock with 2:41 remaining. And Reed will inbound this ball. Down low to Wasson. Inside to Addy. And she gets shoved by Krolakowski. So no basket, but the foul is going to be on Krolakowski. Her third, 16 foul. And Wasson will inbound this ball with 2:39. They go to Reed. Reed in the face of Krolakowski, up and over for two. Makes it 40-33, and Maggie Denon comes down court to Katie. Katie inside the three, hits the back of the rim, bounces out, loose ball. Reed picks it up. And a travel called on Reed after heavy pressure by the Panthers. And it'll be Panther ball underneath their basket. A nice break for the Panthers here. Very much needing a bucket at this point. Castle. Way up top to Denon. And Riggs gets a handle on this. And it bounces out of bounds off of the Wolves. It'll be Panther ball on the sideline here beneath the bench. And Krupa wants a timeout. Sorry, James wants a timeout. So 40-33 the score, 7-point lead for the Wolves. As the Panthers struggle to try to find a way back into this thing and cut that lead down. With just a couple minutes left on the play clock, 6 points this period, 4 points, 6 points for the Panthers, 4 points for the Wolves. Katie Denon with three fouls, Krolakowski with three fouls, and Castle with three fouls. On the Wolves side, Riggs with four still, nobody else with three. And it's going to be a tight race to the finish here. As Wertman's on the floor for the Panthers. Katie, Maggie, Johnson, and Castle. With 2:20 on the clock here. And the Panthers needing to make up 7 points right now. Castle will inbound this ball up to Katie. Katie down to Maggie. Gets a screen from Paisley. She goes inside the paint. It's up and no good. Rebound, loose ball. Wertman and Addy tie up for a jump ball call. Possession this time goes to the Wolves. And this will be Reed on the inbounds to Wasson. Wasson almost across half court. Dishes it to Fuller on the near side down low. Fuller up top to Wasson. Over to Riggs. Riggs comes near side, has an opening, goes for the layup, and gets it. Nice take by Riggs there to make it 42-33 as Katie brings it across a minute 43 remaining in the game. Johnson goes in the paint, bounce pass to Katie, shots up and in good. Nice pass by Johnson, a nice bucket by Denon, 42-35, and Rev Fuller all alone down court for the easy pass and a layup. 44-35. Castle to Denon. Maggie. Maggie just inside the three. Nails it. Nice long 12-footer by Maggie Denon. 44-37. A minute 13 as Riggs streaks up the far side. Bounce pass out to Reed. To Lawson. Lawson sees daylight. Dishes to Addie. Addie's shot is no good. But she's going to draw the foul and go to the line. And that foul's going to be on Johnson, her second, 17th foul. Addie's basket was no good, but she's going to get two consolation shots here. And a timeout called by James with a minute 3 on the play clock. Exchange in baskets here in a flurry of runs, 44-37. Still a 7-point game for the Panthers. As Coach James tries to instruct and direct these girls to get them back into the scoring position. Again, this game means winner of this game gets the first place seed to the state tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks, representing our Region 5. The loser of this game, not done yet, but we'll play again tomorrow, Saturday at 3:30 p.m. to play the winner of Mount Edgecombe and Metlakatla tomorrow morning. So Soraya Addy at the free throw line for the Wolves with a minute 3 on the clock for two shots here. Shooting 50% so far. This is her second trip to the line. First one's all net. Makes it 45-37. And she'll get a second shot now. And her second shot is good. When they need it, 46-37. 9-point lead over the Panthers. A minute 3 on the clock. As Workman goes out, Yates comes in. And no press on in the backcourt. Maggie Denon over to Katie. Katie, far side Castle, pulls up for a three ball. It's short, no good. Rebound, Fuller. Denon tips it out of bounds. And it's going to stay, almost saves it. Yates comes out, Workman comes in. And it'll be Wolves ball with 51 seconds on the clock. Reed inbounds to Huddleston. Huddleston driving through traffic over to Wasson on the far side across half court. Then to Huddleston. Johnson gets a hand on that ball, slaps it away, and then Castle fouls Huddleston to stop the clock here in front of the bench. It's her fourth team foul, eighth team foul. So it's a 1-1 bonus situation for Huddleston at the line with 40 seconds on the clock. And Huddleston at the line to shoot a 1-1. Her third trip, she's shooting 50%. That shot's no good. Fuller almost gets the rebound. Then Castle on the far side streaks down the court. Dishes it to Katie. Sets a screen. Katie goes to Wertman. Wertman, turnaround, jump shot over Addy. Almost no good. Rebound Addy. 24 seconds on the clock to Huddleston. Huddleston pulls back to Wasson. Wasson crosses half court, and then Johnson grabs her and fouls her. and stops the clock with 16 seconds on the clock. This foul's going to be on Johnson, her third, ninth team foul. Still a 1-1, and Wortman's coming out. Yates is coming in for the Panthers. Lawson at the line, her second trip. She's 0-for-1 at the line so far. We'll see what she does here. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Out of bounds. Castle saves it to Denon. Janita Johnson gets out front. Travels with the ball. Couldn't get it under control. With 8.2 seconds on the clock. Timeout called by Krupa. And the Wolves, 46-37. The score, Panthers down. So if this finish as it looks, Panthers are going to lose this one and continue play to tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, to game 11 at 3:30. And they will play the winner of the 8 a.m. game tomorrow, which is matched up between Mount Edgecombe and Metlakatla. So tomorrow at 3:30, it so appears to be a matchup for the Craig Panthers. And Sitka Wolves will go on to represent Region 5 in the state tournament in Anchorage in 2 weeks. As a tough battle fought by these Panther ladies here, full court press on in the backcourt, passes into Addie, and Addie gets fouled by Maggie Denon, which will be her third foul, the 10th team foul, so double bonus now with 6.3 on the clock. Addie at the line, shooting two, shooting 60% from her two prior trips to the line, 66%. Addie's first shot is good. Makes it 47-38. And a timeout called by Coach James. As these coaches use in every second they possibly can in an effort to make something happen here with a 10-point lead by the Wolves. And this is a very much meaningful matchup. Sitka Wolves seeded number one in this tournament, and Craig Panthers seeded number two. So this game is as it should be, to see the number one and number two teams getting after it. Addie at the line, shooting her second shot of a double bonus shot, and that goes in and drops, making it an 11-point game, 48-37. 4 seconds on the clock. Johnson tries to go into Yates. That pass intercepted by Addie, and that is the ball game. Ladies and gentlemen, your Sitka Wolves win the 3A Region 5 championship game by defeating your Craig Panthers 48-37. The final score here, and stick with me here. I'll give you a point total. Panthers only scoring 10 in that fourth period to the 12 for the Wolves. Your point scorers today, Katie Denon, 6. 12 for Maggie. 4 for Paisley Wordman. 3 for Janita Johnson, 7 for Marie Yates, and 5 for Melissa Castle. And it ain't over for these ladies, folks. They're going to be playing again for you tomorrow afternoon. So we've got boys and girls, Craig boys and girls, basketball action for you tomorrow. Join us tomorrow morning, at Saturday morning at 9:45, live here on KRBD, to watch the Craig boys take on the Metlakatla Chief boys, still vying for that second seed for the region, for the 3A tournament and state. And then tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 for sure, the Lady Panthers will be taking on the winner of the Mount Edgecombe Metlakatla game tomorrow morning, vying for that second seed spot. I appreciate you being with us. Thanks to KRBD and Ketchikan for rebroadcasting our game to Prince of Wales, and K-High's Bill Wicker here for live streaming action on the World Wide Web. I'm Ken Owen. We will see you on the radio tomorrow morning. Good day.
Comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee Power Tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.